Well, if you watch my videos on a daily basis or every once in a while, you're probably looking to buy or maybe refinance your mortgage. And the question that you have is, when are rates going to go down to 5%? Well, probably never in my lifetime, but how can they get there? I'm going to guide you along this journey today on that and help you understand today's rates and how we might get lower rates in the future. And let's get over to it. So what I focus on a daily basis is right through here. My name is Dan Free. I do this report actually twice a day to inform you guys what's going on with these things over here and the whys behind it. So what we're going to talk about in today's video is what happened to push up rates today, and are we ever going to get back to 5%? What you have to do is you have to start looking at the agenda or the economic calendar to figure all this stuff out. Why? Because mortgage rates, they're tied to a bond in the bond market. So normally when you have good news in the market, that'll push up stocks, and that's not so good for bonds, which are controlled, or they control mortgage rates. So let's get over to the news we had today and kind of put all this together for you so you can understand what news we need to get in the future to start bringing down mortgage rates. So the news we got today was the last piece of the puzzle that we were waiting for to fill in the gaps of what the Federal Reserve looks at when they're looking at the economy to see what they're going to do with the rate that they control, which is the federal funds rate. But we go over to this and we want to see, what is the jobs market doing right now? Because in today's world, we got a lot of this information that just came in, such as the Federal Reserve monitors inflation, and they monitor by looking at the PCE. Well, this number just came in, I think it was last week or the week before, and almost every month so far this year, it has been dropping. And this is the number that they want to get it to 2%. Well, we're at 2.1, a far cry from where we were back in, 2022? It's 7.2. So it's come down quite a bit. Well, then we got the unemployment rate in today. It's staying sticky at 4.2. That's great news. So then we're going to also focus on where GDP is taking us. And I'm going to show you a little caption on that in a second, which is taking us in a good direction on gross domestic productions. So if you're starting to see a lot of these starting to stabilize, you can say, okay, this is good news, but we still have those tariffs behind us. But let's take that out of the equation right now. Let's get back to the general markets on how to understand these things. So the one piece of the equation that we got today was the jobs market and the unemployment rate. Well, it didn't move. It stayed steady. A lot of people thought it was going to uptick. So here's, if you look at the mainstream media, here's what you're going to get. And this has caused confusion. U.S. added 139 jobs in May as the labor market steadily cools. Job report shows some worrying signs. But then if you go to Fox Business, U.S. jobs report was way better than anyone anticipated. So what is it? Well, if you look at the jobs report, the economic calendar, here's what we really want to focus in on. I think it just rebooted on me, so let's refocus this in. Let's see if it comes back. If it doesn't, I'll just show you how to work this. I go to Bloomberg.com, and I want to see their economic calendar. Okay, so it did. Let's see. We're going to go to the top. I got to readjust this, so let's do this, and I'm going to show you how to do this so you can do it on your own. So go to the economic calendar, scroll down. All we want to know is the news in the U.S. because that has the most relevance. We're going to select all those, and today we're going to select two of these. Well, yeah, let's click two of these. The more you click, the more data you're going to get, and this is the importance level. So let's just click one, because it's going to be, I want you guys to understand a lot today, so I got more pieces of this video to get to. So here's the data that we got today. Average hourly earnings was up. Last time people got, you know, they figured out how much wages were going up, they were going up 0.2. They were expected to go up by 0.3. This is month over month. It went up 0.4. That's a bigger increase than it was expected, almost twice, well, obviously twice. Non-farm payroll, here's another piece of the puzzle that was like, okay, wait a second. Last reading was 147, that just got adjusted, but they thought it was going to drop to 126. The employment numbers actually came in better than expected. Now, if you take a deep dive into what sectors actually increased, there's more hospitality and actually hospitals increasing a lot of employment, but a lot of other manufacturing and things like that kind of petered out from there. So that, you know, that's, you have to read into that data, but it was a good job sprint. Then the next thing is the unemployment rate stayed sticky at 4.2. That's the last piece of the puzzle we needed for this. So one other piece we have right through here, it just came out recently at negative 0.2 for Q1 of 2025, but now it's saying that the GDP for the second quarter is looking to be pretty good. Second quarter GDP is tracking at 2.7. Okay, so that's going to be a positive. So now you're going to see a positive GDP. That's also going to help the deficit kind of numbers, but I'm still a deficit hawk. But so we're filling in the gaps right here, and it doesn't look like that bad of an economy. Now, you might feel different, But this is what the Federal Reserve looks like. Okay, so normally what you're going to see in a market like this where the jobs numbers come in better than expected, that's most of the numbers and I just showed them to you. Here's what happens to the stock market. The stock market goes up. This is a normal market. This is what I like about this market right now. And when you see that, people moving money into the stock market because they're showing signs of stability there, it'll take a deep dive out of the MBS market, pushing up rates. Okay, so that's what's going on right now. So we need a deterioration in things to really start pushing down rates. But I want to show you an interesting video right there here. And this is another former Fed official that works at PIMCO. I don't know how these Fed officials keep getting all these jobs at PIMCO, and they're probably making a ton of money. So they should be in the know what's going on. So what we're going to look at right now is the Fed more focused in on inflation or the jobs market? Because they have two mandates. One was to keep prices in check, aka inflation, and the other was to keep the jobs market at full employment. So we want to understand what are they most focused in on, because at one point we got rid of inflation, then it was jobs, 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 and then it was jobs, 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 and the jobs didn't deteriorate, so now it's back to the inflation and tariffs. What is it? Let's get over to him and see what he has to say, and then I'm going to show you how the rest of the day went, and then I'll show you my closing bell and what my expectations are. Short term, midterm, and long term. So let's get over to it.
Joining us with reaction is Richard Clarida, PIMCO Global Economic Advisor and former Federal Reserve Vice Chair. Which should the Fed be more focused on? Weaker jobs or higher inflation risk? Because they have both mandate. They, you know, the mandate is for both, but they would argue for different policy.
Hi, Sarah. Good to be with you. As you always, I do think that they are more focused on inflation right now than unemployment, in part because for the last 4 years, inflation's been well above the 2% target. They can't take anchored inflation expectations for granted. And so I do think they are putting more weight right now on the inflation data, especially since the labor market's holding up quite well.
But the inflation has also been holding up quite well, or at least going down, and it hasn't been a real threat lately.
In fact, we got off to a rocky start in January, but since then, the inflation data has been coming in better than expected. Indeed,
right,
with the most recent print that we got last week on the PCE price index, headline PCE is running at 2.1% for the last 12 months. And so I think now the Fed has looking at inflation expectations and the tariff news. And so I think that's becoming the focus right now.
Do you agree with that focus? Because you don't really see any big concern in long-term inflation expectations from the market.
You know, that's one of the challenging things right now, Sarah, is that the market measures of inflation are very well behaved, as are the surveys of professional forecasters. The one set of surveys that's moving in the wrong direction is the Michigan survey and some other surveys of households. And so I do think that is top of mind right now. But I do agree with you. Indeed, I wrote an essay in January saying the inflation news may be better than a lot of people expect. And so far, that's been the case.
And what about jobs? What's really happening there?
You know, I think we and most folks thought that we would see some slowdown in employment growth this year. And right now we have seen that. But certainly the print today is certainly consistent with a healthy labor market. There were some downward revisions, but the labor market has held up quite well. And so I think, you know, so far, so good. Of course, a big factor is not just the tariffs, but the uncertainty about the tariffs. But as you mentioned in your earlier segment, you know, markets seem to absorb that quite well since Liberation Day.
You know, Richard, earlier in the week, there was this thread that started to get spun that we were entering a period where it was hitting the hard data, some of the weakness, whether that was construction spending or the revisions to Q1 consumption or claims, maybe. Do you think that's a bit premature?
I think it is. If you look at overall flow of data, I think it's coming in about as expected. In fact, if anything, some of the tracking for second quarter GDP is really eye-popping. I think Atlanta Fed earlier this week had something like 4% growth in the second quarter. So I think the data has been mixed, but really coming in pretty solid. You look also at spending as well as income gains and holding in well, I'd say.
We're going to just leave it at that. So he's even painting a picture that isn't so gloomy. So, but again, you have to realize mainstream media needs you to view and click and things like that to get your attention. I'm just here to provide you the information. That's why I love picking like one video each day to help share with you guys so you can understand the markets a little bit and actually hopefully validate a lot of the things that I'm telling you. So that's what we're seeing right through at this point. So the Federal Reserve, they're going to be meeting. Did I put that in here? The CME FedWatch. Let's go over to the C. When the Federal Reserve is going to be meeting. They're going to be meeting in 11 days. We looked at this earlier. Let's see if any of these numbers changed after we got that jobs print from this morning. So we'll go back to here. This number was 99. It's still the same. So there is a 99.999999. chance that the Federal Reserve is going to do nothing at the next meeting. Now, the meeting after that, that's where I'm like, okay, we need some data to come in from there. Because if you have the jobs market staying steady, you have inflation in check, and you get a lot of agreements on these tariffs that aren't as inflationary as a lot of people think, then you're going to get a lot of good reactions in the market in the coming weeks and months. So let's get over to my short-term, mid-term, and long-term views on all this. But first off, let me tell you who I am and what I do. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, I work at a federal bank. Yeah, I'm a federally licensed loan officer, so I work at a federal bank. But our bank that I work with, and the reason why I'm here is we're set up with 33 other lenders, making us a pretty large mortgage brokerage as well. So not only are we a federal bank, we are also a large mortgage broker, so we can assist you anywhere in the whole country in the programs that we have. Think about it. We're going to shop your rate to over 30 different lenders, and that's how we do it. We're associated with our bank as well as the other 33. A little bit confusing. Well, just visit us or give me a call. You can go to theRateUpdate.com and find more about me and things through here. So let's go back to mortgage rates. Where I expect them to be. I keep saying, we're going to be at 6.8 to 7, and because we're going to have these pops in because the market is, there's huge uncertainties out there. So if we get, arguments that it was even hard to find data today between all the Trump and Musk stuff, that's the headlines everywhere. So we want information, and that's why I provide these each day. So mortgage rates, they're probably going to, they're staying steady here. It's going to depend on what next week brings and over the weekend with a lot of these tariffs. We do have, it seems like the U.S. and China are now in negotiations, and we're going to continue to monitor that as well because that's a huge piece of this puzzle, as we know. So we got the jobs reports, we got the PCE inflation numbers, and we got all the stuff that the Federal Reserve monitors now. Now it's going to be up to tariffs and the effects of those on the economy. So that is my report for today, folks. If you need some assistance, one of you come to buy or refinance, we would love to help you out. Just go to therateupdate.com. You can put in your application through here. You give us a call. The 800 number's up there. You can schedule consultations. And we also have videos down here. So if you're out there and you're a homeowner and you want us to track the rates for you so you don't miss the next time rates go down, check out this. You can just go to the Rate Watch. You're going to see a video explaining what we do and how we do it. And then it'll also give you the opportunity to put in your information and allow me to track those rates for you. So thanks for watching. Have a great weekend. God bless. Be safe. And I'll see you here next Monday to let you know how this mess starts another week. Take care, folks, and see you then. Bye-bye.